Hey, y'all. Welcome back to The Score. My name is Callie Montague, your host, and on this episode, we're telling another one of those sweet stories that came out of the Old West event in Heber City, Utah, back in June. This time, we are talking the horse sale. The third Old West horse sale was a big one. 22 horses sold to new buyers for more than $4.3 million, with an average of nearly $199,000 a head. And at the very top of that board sat one horse and one buyer. Relentless Empire, a $900,000 mare, bought by a man named Brian Beaver. If you don't know Brian's story, you are going to love it. He didn't throw his first loop at a steer until he was 50 years old, and he spent the years since surrounded by some of the best horsemen in the business. Trevor Brazil and Miles Baker of the Relentless Bermuda aren't just trainers behind his horses. By his own telling, they're family. He's owned Captain, he's owned Dagger, and as we speak, he's got Clubhouse. And this June in Heber City, he came back with one goal in mind, to leave with the best horse in the sale. He did just that. Relentless Empire is a Show Me the Buckles mare out of Relentless Glory, the red roan mare that the boys at Relentless claim to be one of their favorites. And Brian will tell you that the second he saw the cross, he knew that this is the one. So how does a guy who started roping at 50 end up owning the highest selling horse out of the Old West sale? Chelsea Schaefer asked him. Here's his answer. This episode is being brought to you by our friends at Old West Futurities. Old West is redefining what's possible in the rope horse industry. From world-class heading, heeling, and breakaway futurities to elite rope horse sales, Old West showcases exceptional horses, elite competition, and the future of the rope horse industry. With industry-leading payouts, exclusive sale graduate incentives, and a $1 million bonus opportunity, Old West is where legends are made and records are broken. Learn more at oldwest.com. This episode is also being brought to you by our friends at Resistall. Resistall is the official hat of the PRCA, the World Series of Team Roping, the USTRC, and numerous other Western sports events and organizations. Since 1927, Resistall has supported as much as they can in the Western industry to ensure growth and a Western lifestyle for generations to come. Resistall, we live it every day. Visit resistall.com to find your favorite hat or locate a retailer near you. Let's get into the episode.
When did you get your eye on this one?
Trevor and Miles are both wonderful friends. And Trevor and I got to know each other so well because Roy Cooper was one of my best friends. And so I've had the luxury and the blessing of going to Decatur, Texas for years, staying with Roy, and then roping with Trevor. Watching his children grow up, and then I didn't even start roping until I was 50. So to have people like him help me learn to do it, as a not so young guy, it was so amazing. And then we're just so close to him. So I've enjoyed, because I have a passion for horse flesh, and I've had the good fortune to watch him and Miles, since they partnered up, bring all these horses up. And I've had so many times I get to be there and see him do the work and all that stuff that you just, like, I made up with it, okay? And a lot of it is obviously my confidence in them as horse trainers. And so you just, you go through that. And I don't even have to graduate. Like, getting to be there in the first place was powerful. And then I'm here tonight, there's no change. Like, I've just been there for it all. So, like, I ended up owning Clubhouse because I watched them raise that horse. And I told Miles, and I were talking one day, and I said, Miles, when that Palomino ages out, I want to own him. Well, I ended up owning him 2 months later. So they showed him on my watch for 2 years. And then he aged out last November, and Trevor and Miles are like, we're not going to put you in another horse that you go from A to Z. So, you know, I mean, you had an A-plus horse. We got to keep you in that game. So we've talked and talked and talked. And they've been so, they're always so gracious and open with me. And so I keep watching all these horses and the prospects. Came here last year. I bet on the Stevie Ray
Vaughan. They got you,
there.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah. And Nancy and I got out on $1,650,000. And, and so we didn't end up with her. And so I came back this year and I was determined the best one here. Nancy and I were going to leave with that horse. Yeah, we did.
Taking a quick break from this episode to talk to you about our friends from Old West. Old West isn't just raising the bar. They're redefining what's possible in the rope horse industry. With more than $1.2 million paid out in Guthrie and over $1.37 million paid out in Heber City, Old West has quickly become one of the premier destinations for heading, heeling, and breakaway competition. Built on a bold vision to create world-class rope horse futurities and elite horse sales, Old West brings together exceptional horses and the top breeders, competitors, owners, and buyers from all across the country. With record-setting horse sales, industry-leading payouts, exclusive sale graduate incentives, and a $1 million bonus opportunity, Old West is where legends are made and records are broken. Learn more about their futurities and horse sales at oldwest.com. This episode is also being brought to you by Resistall. Resistall is the official hat of the PRCA, the World Series of Team Roping, the USTRC, and numerous other Western sports events and organizations. Since 1927, Resistall has supported as much as they can in the Western industry to ensure growth and a Western lifestyle for generations to come. Resistall, we live it every day. Visit resistall.com to find your favorite hat or locate a retailer near you. Now let's get back into the episode.
How much fun has Clubhouse been?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Like I told Trevor, Trevor told me when Clubhouse ages out, you're either going to have your horse trailer in the parking lot or he's going to be standing in a stall alone, because if we can't show him, we're not going to pet him or feed him. So my trailer was in the parking lot in Abilene.
I remember.
And that horse came straight. That horse came straight to Cave Creek, Arizona, and I started jackpotting all winter. The second jackpot I took him to, 187 teams, I won second, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the video that Miles posted on the Relentless Vermuda, mm-hmm. was me winning second on that horse, mm-hmm. which was so cool. And I text Trevor and Miles, and I said, I just finished roping about 15 on him in the practice pen. I said it took me 5 steers to get the number 9 header out of him.
Good.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And that's what they love about, mm-hmm. that is they want to train them,
yeah.
that when they graduate as a 7-year-old, they can come back to an old number 4 header and do their job,
mm-hmm.
right? That's what they hope for, right?
Yep.
So it just clicked.
Yep.
And so they have just loved that it all has all come together. And I take a lot of criticism over buying Captain from them 5 years ago at the Rancho Rivera
Horse Sale.
Everybody
thought that was the most anybody'd ever spent on a head horse.
It was up on the amateur level. I know it was. But I really don't care, mm-hmm. because if you saw what I've won on that horse, absolutely. In 5 years, okay, like I the best run I made on him at this futurity was on that horse, because
mm-hmm.
he's an amazing horse, because he has a foundation. He has a bottom, and Trevor's taught me how to get back to the bottom and then fundamentally go make a good run.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, just be the blessing of being around people at their level and having them as personal friends. And they're not even personal friends now. Like Trevor and Miles and Shada and Daisy and all their beautiful children, they're like our family.
Mm-hmm.
It's something in life you can't make it up, right?
And did her being by Show Me the Buckles have anything to do with it?
Huge.
Great luck with Show Me the Buckles.
Yeah, so this is the third Show Me the Buckles horse I've owned. Okay. And, I bought Dagger, okay, and I rode him for a year and a half and crushed it on him. But he was a lot of horse. Dagger, you had to be game on every day to manage Dagger. You know, and then I get Clubhouse. And I had a buddy in Colorado that just begged me to buy Dagger, and I sold him to him. And he's having a blast on. I mean, he heads and heels. I just head. Mm-hmm. And then Clubhouse and I are just like clicking. And like yesterday, Trevor said to me, did you like give Clubhouse some drugs? I went, I've never drugged that horse. I wouldn't give him anything, right? And I said, why do you ask me that? He goes, everybody wants to know how you got him to stand so quietly in the box. I said, that's just me and Clubhouse. We just click.
Uh-huh.
Like, we just stand there and then we go.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. He's precious.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. So,
absolutely.
Anyway, well, that's the story.
I love it. Nancy, what does this mean to you, having these nice horses?
He's happy. That's what makes me happy.
Oh,
he's
my
happy.
Gosh.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Do you get to love on him and pet on him?
Oh, sure. Oh, you bet.
Oh, yeah. The best picture of her and Clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Clubhouse is giving her a hug. So tonight, when that Show Me the Buckles mare gave my wife a hug,
mm-hmm.
like reached all the way around her, I was like, this is meant to be. Like, you can't make this up.
Yes. And do you remember Relentless Glory, when they had Relentless Glory, the Damned Empire? Did you get to see them ride her?
Well, yes, because mm-hmm. that was the dam that Trevor did all of his calf roping mm-hmm. on, right?
Yep.
And so I knew that she
sure.
came out. Mm-hmm. That was, she's the one. And so for to have a Show Me the Buckles baby out of that mare, I was like, this is the one. I gotta own this horse. Okay, I'm like, I'm an addict.
I love it.
Call me an addict, call me a junkie, call me what you want. It's who I am.
I love it. It's what keeps us all in business. So thank you, sir. I appreciate you. Congratulations.
You bet.
Congratulations, Nancy.
Alrighty, everybody. That does it for another episode of The Score. Congratulations again to Brian, to Nancy, to the folks at Relentless Remuda, everybody that's been involved in this sweet mare story. I know we can't wait to watch her do big things. Thanks again to the Old West Fraternities for not only bringing you this episode, but for everything that they're doing for the industry. For more information about their future events and everything they're doing out there in the rope horse world, be sure to check out oldwest.com. Also, a big thanks to our friends at ResistAll for helping us bring this episode. Visit ResistAll.com to find your favorite hat or locate a retailer near you. ResistAll, we live it every day. Thanks again for listening. We'll catch you guys at the next one.